Kimberly? Kimberly. K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Eason, E-A-S-O-N. Okay. 10-11-69. Kimberly. Date of birth, 10-11-69. Last name, Eason, E-A-S-O-N. Today's 5-25. Chief complaint. My back hurts. Number one, hematuria. Number two, my bladder hurts. Number three, dysuria. Number four, history of urinary tract infection, off and on. Number five, taking azo at home with no help. Number six, needs blood work because hasn't had blood work for some time. Number seven, has had some palpitations that she's aware of. Next number is leg pain. Next number is patient is an avid smoker, doesn't want to quit smoking at this time. Next number is... At one time, she had hypertension, which is much better at this time, and is not taking any medication. Our patient is a 52-year-old widowed woman, times 6 years, doesn't work, lives in Cleveland, Texas. She has 3 children, 11 grandkids. She does smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Surgery, tubal ligation, appendectomy. Well, go back up. After I said she doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, new paragraph, she's been complaining of hematuria and dysuria for the past 3 days, period. Last time she had a urinary tract infection, she can't remember. She's had some flank pain, but no fever or chills reported. Allergy, no drug allergy. Immunization, no COVID immunization. Medications, none. Medical problems, at one time was told she has hypertension, but the blood pressure is stable at this time. She's not taking any medication. Family history, mom died of some kind of cancer that was all over her body. Dad died of exacerbation of COPD, an end-stage COPD, had cancer in the 80s, but didn't die of that. Colonoscopy was 7 or 8 years ago, under maintenance. Mammogram was 2 years ago, needs a mammogram now. She weighs 123 pounds with some weight loss, but she doesn't know how much. 100%, 97.9, 16, 97, 115 over 76. Heart positive, home positive, was 2, 2 over 6, systolic ejection. Remember, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Because of her urinary tract infection and flank pain, she underwent abdominal ultrasound. She had normal kidneys, normal spleen, normal gallbladder, normal liver. Next number, hematuria also causes to look for any type of lesions in the bladder. None was found. Next number, because of leg pain and arm pain, we looked at her arms and legs. She does have mild PVD, most likely related to smoking. I used this opportunity to tell patients she must quit smoking. Had a long conversation. Next number, because of palpitation heart murmur. We looked at her heart. She does have a dilated aortic root for no explainable lesion. I'm going to ask cardiology to evaluate that after she gets better. Next number is check blood work today. Next number, she has felt some lumps and bumps in quotation in her neck. Those prove to be tiny thyroid cysts bilaterally, most likely consistent with goiter, all less than 0.2 centimeter. Next number, there's also mild lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, because of family history of stroke and some dizziness in the past, we did an ultrasound of her carotid, which was within normal limits, period. The paragraph, she was set up for a yearly mammogram. The paragraph, we did blood work today. We also gave her rocephanogram and put her on Septra DS to come back next week for follow-up. All was discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you. Once again, smoking cessation advice was given more than twice during this visit.